Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. Today is the Feast of Pentecost, the day when the Church remembers the coming of the Holy Spirit to the friends of Jesus, 10 days after Jesus' ascension back to heaven, and some 50 days after his death and resurrection. To the Jews, it was a harvest festival. But in the Christian tradition, it's the start of the mission of the disciples of Jesus, the gathering of the harvest of the kingdom of God. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm so pleased that you are listening to this broadcast. Psalm 104 talks about the presence of God's Spirit. Reading at verse 24. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for you have amazed us with your deeds of power. With your own hands you shaped the creation and filled the earth with your wonders. You breathed into us and we rose from the dust. The face of the earth came alive. Your Spirit came upon the people of olden times, people like Moses, and through the prophets you promised to pour out your Spirit on all flesh. In these last days you sent your Son, Jesus the Christ, to speak your words of mercy and peace. And though he was killed, you raised him to new life. And now he comes to all who are thirsty, pouring out the new wine of the Spirit, intoxicating us with visions and dreams, awakening within us your marvellous gifts of wisdom, faith, healing, prophecy, discernment, and firing our tongues with everlasting songs of joy. God of wind and flame, at Pentecost your Spirit inspired Jesus' followers to dare great things in his name. But we confess that we lack daring and ignore the flame of your Spirit among us. Forgive us for the sins we have committed by our actions and the sins we have committed by failing to act. Send the Spirit to blow on the embers of our faith and reignite us for mission and ministry. The mercy of our God is from everlasting to everlasting. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven and set free to live in the renewing power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God for this most generous gift. Amen. We find the account of the first day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, the disciples were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountain my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke.
Thomas Long, who was an American pastor, tells of a very small confirmation group that he was running, just three girls. In one session, they were talking about the festivals and seasons of the Christian year. He asked if any of them knew what Pentecost was, and none of them did so. So, to quote, I proceeded to tell them that Pentecost was when the church was sitting around in a group and the Holy Spirit landed on them like tongues of fire. They spoke the gospel in all the languages of the world. Well, two of the girls took this information in their stride, but the third looked absolutely astonished, eyes wide open. Gosh, Mr. Long, I must have been away that Sunday. Now, it may be that that humorous narrative echoes your own feelings about the church, that the church that you know and experience needs a fresh injection of power, that the church is in need of a fire to fall, to be ablaze with such enthusiasm and energy and passion that people might think we were intoxicated. Pentecost is something that must happen to the church now. It must happen in our generation and every generation. Lord, send the fire, might be your prayer. Now, on the other hand, it may be that you indeed are familiar with and are part of a congregation that expresses its life and faith in particular manifestation of the Spirit's power, where the gift of tongues, perhaps in a different form than on the first day of Pentecost, is manifested. Yet we would wish that the same Spirit which brings such energy and passion might also bring maturity, character. Such energetic churches can be prone to conduct unbecoming the gospel and relationship issues beset by pride as much as any other church. What kind of Pentecost do we need? Now, we shouldn't think of the Holy Spirit as just beginning in New Testament times. I would remind you of creation, that the Spirit brings order out of chaos, the breath of life giving life to human beings and, as we touched on in our psalm, to all creatures. The Spirit enabled Israel's leaders. Even the skill of the tabernacle craftsman is ascribed to the Holy Spirit. And the prophets, of course, spoke as prompted by the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit gave them utterance. In fact, we understand that the words of the whole Bible, in some way, to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that brought such ardour, A-R-D-O-U-R, ardour, on the day of Pentecost, also brought order, O-R-D-E-R, order to the church, giving gifts for the upbuilding of the church, creating structures by which the work of the Spirit and the purpose of mission could be continued. What can you do with 20 gallons of gasoline? Well, you could just strike a match and watch a great explosion. Or you could put that 20 gallons in the gas tank of a fuel-efficient car and travel for hundreds of miles. What kind of Pentecost do we need? What kind of Pentecost do we want? To churches that are beset with issues of governance and structure and rule, who've quenched the Spirit by a spirit of legalism and formalism, yes, send the fire. Yet to churches that would throw off history and tradition and become obsessed with the flashy and the spectacular, and maybe even the divisive, we need the Spirit to pour out biblical knowledge and understanding, peace and unity, a spirit of power and love and of self-control. Do we need the ardour, A-R-D-O-U-R, of the Spirit, or the order, O-R-D-E-R, of the Spirit? Jesus promised that we would not be left desolate, but that the Holy Spirit would be beside us and dwelling within us, as an advocate, a friend, even like a lawyer taking our position before others. The Holy Spirit would bring us the new life of Jesus, would guide us in the way of Jesus, and would lead us into all truth and empower us for sharing in Christ's mission. Jesus said in John's Gospel, "As the Father sent me, now I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you known the presence and power of God, bringing about a new start and a fresh beginning? Above all, bringing you into friendship and family with God through Jesus Christ by a new birth. Does your experience of the Holy Spirit lead you into a deeper relationship with the church and a greater desire to make Jesus known? Has that experience of the Spirit led you into a deeper thirst for knowing God, particularly through the witness of the Scriptures? To be led by the Spirit is to be a son or daughter of God, a child of God, and therefore we're given gifts by the Spirit, not for self-satisfaction, to be part of the family of God, a community of faith, working together in the service to which Christ calls us as a church in the world. The Spirit gives each Christian gifts. We are a gift to the church, the people of God, and the people of God are a gift to the world. Lord, send the fire. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for taking on flesh in Christ Jesus and in us. For the Spirit which gives us life, we thank you, Lord. For the treasure that you bury within us and the power that you fill us with, we are most grateful. And the fruit you produce when we are grafted into your vine, we thank you, God. We praise you today for giving birth to us and for making us your people. We praise you for the mission that you've set upon our hearts and the tools with which you have provided for the doing of it. We praise you today for the visions you grant us, for the prophecies you put on our lips, for the mercies you perform through our hands, for the guidance you provide us through the Gospels and the Apostles and the Church founded upon the rock, and through the still small voice that is within. And we pray, Lord, that we, seeing and hearing as you want us to see and hear, may be the ones who are also up and doing as you call us to be up and doing. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and give us energy to serve you in Christ's church. Open our eyes to recognize needs for ministry and mission. Equip us to meet new challenges in ways that we haven't dared before. Open our hearts to lives caught up in stressful situations. Open our hands to share in the tasks that need doing. And open our lips in prayer and praise and proclamation. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and give us understanding for those whose lives seem so different from ours, for those with whom we've disagreed, and for the challenges facing our community and your creation in these complex times. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and bring healing for all who face pain or illness, discouragement or disappointment, for all who know sorrow, sadness or grief, and for those who face pressures coping with the cost of living. Bring healing to the earth, to places of upheaval and to ecosystems at risk. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and bring us the compassion we see in Christ. Blow through us and refresh us as your faithful followers, equipped to serve the world you love, as together we say the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to join us to God, but also to join us to one another. If we are a Spirit-filled Christian, we're going to be somebody who loves God, but also loves the church and loves the world that God sent his church into. May God lead you to a fellowship where the life of the Spirit can be made real in your life and where you can share the gifts that God has given to you by his Holy Spirit. You'd be welcome to join with us at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 on Sunday mornings or to follow us online through YouTube and Facebook. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
desert, cry and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. Oh, 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 oh. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming his flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, for the fields are as wide in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.